94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. With Kyle Wallace, here's Ben Brust.
It is a great day to be alive on this Monday. Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, Kyle Wallace. What's going on, Kyle?
I feel good. I look good. I smell good. I feel good. I'm handsome today. Am I not? Come on now.
You know, sometimes I give you the compliment without you asking for it. Nobody likes anybody that fishes for it.
But I'm not even fishing. I'm just saying, like, I looked in the mirror today. And I was like, damn, I look good. Don't I look good, C-Cat?
You know, it's a above-average Kyle day.
Above average.
This is in the top 50%.
Yeah, it's not the best. It's not the worst. It's not the middle. It's just a little bit above average.
Haters, man. I got the nice watch, the nice chain. The nice,
we know your jewelry is ring. Fake.
This is not fake. What'd that say right there?
Not Rolex.
What? C-Cat, he playing. What'd that say right there, C-Cat?
I don't even know. I don't know what it
say
says.
Marshalls.
See, not.
I didn't know they made jewelry.
What is that?
It says 2:01 p.m.
I work with the biggest haters. It'd be the people closest to you. Be your biggest haters.
I'm not gonna play this game. I
don't know why. I don't know why.
There's way more exciting things that happened that I want to talk about than the way you look. Let your lady who you married tell you how good
she
did.
She told me.
That's great. That's all you need. Why do you need everyone else to tell you? All right. Leave it alone. Here to talk about the Brewers.
I love the Brewers.
And William Contreras.
Oh, my gosh.
A sweep.
I love the good brooms.
800-990-3776 is the Carvus Talking text line. He's not fishing for a compliment. He's straight up asking for one like a needy girlfriend, chimes in Cody.
Cody, go to YouTube. I bet you say, damn, he ain't lying.
You know, it was quite the ending, obviously. As Gabe Neitzel said on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, he's still waiting for the bat that William Contreras threw up in the air to land.
Never officially saw it drop on camera.
No. Did not see a drop on camera, but absolutely pimped that homer. What do you want me to say?
No, he did that. He absolutely did that. It was phenomenal. And it's not just the home run. It's the home run celebration after it. It's the fact that you get hyped up, you walk, you throw the bat, you take your trot around the bases, and you know what? The Marlins just walked off the field. I like that. It's like, hey, you got it, whatever, celebrate, game's over, and you guys get to celebrate. I love that. That is the beauty of baseball. I can watch that over and over and over and feel the same amount of energy and joy watching that walk-off home run by Wild Bill.
You know, it's very normal for you to have joy and excitement after watching a walk-off home run. This morning, tuning into Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, listening to them discuss it, I was sitting around the office in the loudspeaker. I go, what's coming up? Oh, yeah, all right. Tausch is out. I think Jason's out. Oh, it's Jim and Molly. So, you know, I tuned in.
Good old Jim and Molly.
And they were in for Willie and Tausch. And this is what they had to say, specifically Jim Rutledge of Jim and Molly on 100.5 ESPN 4-6. Here's what he had to say during their sub appearance on Willie and Tausch.
I think walk-off home runs are the least exciting way to end a game. I just saw it. Like, I've experienced a walk-off football play. Okay. I've experienced a walk-off game winner, a basketball shot, and I experienced a walk-off home run. They're all awesome. But the walk-off home run, like, it was just, all right, cool. I mean, again, it was like,
yeah, but then
it's a walk-off, but like, I've a game-winning basketball shot, there's nothing like that. And then a game-winning football, and I think it's because the games are more important, because it still was like, cool.
Honestly, I've heard it a couple times today, but my skin started crawling like immediately. And by the way, I actually want to go back a second to the beginning. Not when he says like it's one of 162, cool. When he talks about, is he referencing himself in like his athletic career having a game-winning basket.
Good for you, Joe.
Or a walk-off home run. The way he describes it makes it seem like he never did those things at all. If he did, he did it on a video game. Listen to how he describes himself here.
I think walk-off home runs are the least exciting way to end a game. I just saw it. Like, I've experienced a walk-off football play. Okay. I've experienced a walk-off game winner, a basketball shot, and I experienced a walk-off home run. They're all awesome.
There you go. The football play, basketball shot. Like he's talking like Alex Stroff used to talk about.
He is. Yeah, I love that football play and that shot.
That basketball shot thing.
Yeah.
You mean buzzer beater?
Yeah, typically that's what you say.
Someone who hit a buzzer beater, I don't say, oh, man, I really enjoyed that basketball shot I hit.
And like with the Packers, we don't say, oh, man, Aaron Rodgers to Richard Rodgers sure was
a football play.
What a football play that was. No, that was what a Hail Mary that was to win the game.
I'm genuinely trying to figure, and I've said some stupid stuff, no doubt.
Yeah. Self-awareness is great.
Is this the stupidest thing that's ever been said? Ever? When it comes to being uttered out of our mouths at ESPN Wisconsin? I've done some dumb stuff. I've said some dumb things. What?
Yeah, this is weird. This is a weird hill to go on, and also a weird stance to take. Like, are we really diminishing walk-offs? Like, any type of walk-off in any sports. Like ranking walk-offs is one thing, is saying, oh, which one is the greatest? But sitting there and saying, oh, well, baseball, it's just like, I've seen it before. But
I would rather, you know what's more exciting than a walk-off home run in baseball?
What is that?
If someone got balked in for the game winning run.
I'm sure that's as exciting to Jim
Hit
Rutledge.
By pitch, walk in.
It's just a weird take to have. And everybody has their right.
You said it, Kyle. As William Contreras.
Yes, sir.
He's in the batting box.
Uh-huh.
Now I sound like Jim, the batting box. At least I can call myself out for a second here. He's in the batter's box. He absolutely nukes it.
He did. He really
stares at it.
He watched it.
Starts walking. Tosses the bat as high as he freaking can.
Haven't seen it land yet.
And then he gets to trot with the entire audience, attendance.
Fans, man.
Fans, viewers, listeners. Even though you can feel that moment. And that moment of him walking, trotting, skipping, dancing, whatever you want to do when you hit that home run as a walk-off, that is your moment.
It sure is.
And you could say that arguably, the toughest thing to do in all of sports is what?
I would say hitting a baseball.
Hit a baseball.
Something coming at you
90
miles per hour.
Two walk-off home runs in 98 games this year. That's what's making them even more special because they don't have as many home runs as we like them to sometimes, even though they score lots of runs and win games. But that moment for William Contreras, you could argue that in football plays and basketball shots, the moment isn't as cool for the individual. Because when you're trotting those bases, it's all you. It's all you. You get a shot, you get mobbed, you run around. Like, when you trot, they're waiting for you. It's your moment to just walk around and be like, I'm the man.
It sure is.
I'm the man.
It sure is. And like you said, the whole great thing about a walk-off home run in baseball is when it hits, you know, the ball hits the bat, right? You hear the sound, you get a chance to stand, and everybody in the crowd, what do? They all stand up in anticipation and celebrate, getting ready to see, get up, and get out of here. And like you said, you get a chance to trot around the bases. So I don't understand where Jim was coming from with this, and that's just a poor take. But what can I say? That's what happens when you're a Chicago sports fan and you just want to be an absolute hater. He sees the Brewers do something fun, and he's just going to say, the walk-off home runs aren't fun. Knowing dang well if any one of them Cubs
hit a walk-off. If PCA hit a home run, he would be... That was the greatest walk-off ever.
Now, that's the way
that's
you do
the way
a walk-off.
Walk-off.
So, no, this is absolutely ridiculous and a weird take to have. And, again, I think all walk-offs and anything, a buzzer beater, a walk-off touchdown, a goal to win a game, like anything that ends a game just like that, ends a sporting event just like that, is all exciting because fans are there, especially when you're at home. Fans are there anticipating wanting to see their team win. And to win in that dramatic fashion in an absolute instance is thrilling.
And by
it's
the way, they didn't play that well yesterday.
They were down going into the ninth inning. They couldn't do anything. Matter of fact, was that two games this series that they had less hits than Marlins and still won the game for sure yesterday? So no, this is exciting. Exciting stuff. And so I don't understand why anybody would see that yesterday and all of a sudden their takeaway is, I don't like walk-off home runs in baseball. What? What? Who doesn't dig the long ball? Everybody loves the long ball. That's why Barry Bonds hitting all them home runs was must-see TV.
No matter what size his head was or what they were doing, it was fun.
Baseball was rebirthed with Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire hitting what? Home runs. And now you're telling me off. They have a whole home run derby. They have a whole competition to see how many home runs you can hit. And this man just said, you know, the home runs are cool, but a walk-off home run, eh.
By the way, walk-off home runs, as I'm glad Aaron pointed out in the 920, those only happen at home.
Oh, that's very true. You're right.
In front of your face. Oh, you also true. Get to do it at home.
That's very true. But that's the whole point for me. It's like, you win a game, it's over.
Again, I just want to sit in the stank. Like, it was so bad, I just want to sit in the stank of what Jim Rutledge. Just one more time. I want to sit in it. I want my skin to crawl. And I know you may have heard it 10 minutes ago. You need to hear it again. It may be, other than Jesse Nelson.
I don't think Jesse's ever said anything this bad, has he?
He uttered about Pat Murphy needing to be looked at in the same conversation as Fickell and Doc about job security after he won NL Manager of the Year.
Not to defend Jesse, because it was an awful take, terrible take. At least his was based off a terrible decision of saying, like, oh, the Brewers are not playing as well right now. At least he had some type of facts and information.
No, it was stupid.
It was a terrible take. It was a terrible take, but the Brewers weren't playing great baseball at the time. A walk-off home run? Like, what? Terrible.
Sitting it, folks.
I think walk-off home runs are the least exciting way to end a game. I just saw it. Like, I've experienced the walk-off football play. Okay. I've experienced a walk-off game winner, a basketball shot, and I experienced a walk-off home run. They're all awesome. But the walk-off home run, like, it was just, all right, cool. I mean, again, it was like,
yeah, but then
it's a walk-off, but like, I've a game-winning basketball shot, there's nothing like that. And then a game-winning football, and I think it's because the games are more important, because it still was like, cool.
So I think it's important to note, as Dr. Denver Dan chimes in on YouTube, Jim doesn't, like, hide from this. He wears Cubs hats during the Brewers playoff runs. He's a Cubs fan.
But he's from
Wisconsin.
Born and raised.
But that doesn't matter.
No, I'm just saying, just so you understand the type of person.
He now is listening to it and understanding that it comes from a deep-rooted anger. And it's just a complete troll. Like, he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish to Dr. Denver Dan.
Yeah, he did. But my whole thing is like, be happy. Like, come on, Jim. Like, why are we going after that? You already are in enemy territory as somebody from the state who loves to cheer for the Bears, loves to cheer for the Cubs. Like, dang, like, this is how low you'll go just to be upset and angry. Like, come on. Now, this isn't the life to live. Not the life to live. Oh, let me go be mad about this. Or not mad about it. Let me just not feel a rush of emotion and happiness or any joy. Or be like, that's cool watching a walk-off home run. Any type of walk-off home run. I saw a walk-off home run earlier this year where somebody actually absolutely killed it. It wasn't a Brewer. And I'm like, oh, wow. That was cool whenever you see it. He crushed that.
Yeah.
You know what takes bad? When you go to X, you go to Twitter, and on the like For You page, the trending today's news, quote, Brewers fans slam ESPN hosts walk-off home run critique.
Oh, no. Oh, here we go.
He did it again.
He does not. Listen, the views and opinions by Jim Rutledge are not those of ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee, and for damn sure not Kyle and Ben.
Did you make that up?
What's that?
No, he's not. No, that's Twitter.
So if I go and I look at what, where do I go? Search.
I'm gonna screenshot it and put it on the screen because it's on my personal.
Oh damn! There it is
for you
right away.
It's definitely gonna be for us because.
No, that wasn't a punchline. That was recalling what I'm looking at right now.
Even my man Matt LaPay got in the action.
Did he? What did Matt say?
Come on, man. Actually, walk-off home runs are great. Even better when it happens against the Cubs. I'll see myself out. It's a little subtle jab as well. No, you know, the subtleness, I think Matt is aware that Jim.
Oh, yeah. That's my number two, too. Radio host calls walk-off home runs least exciting after Contreras Brewers heroics.
Congratulations, Jim Rutledge. Way to make something fun.
Damn, 70,000? Oh, Jim, Put the phone down. Don't even entertain it.
If I know Jim, he's probably smirking.
Don't,
can you not hear it in his voice? Can you not hear it?
I guess you're right. He got exactly what he wanted.
He got it.
He's trending all over social media over this awful take. Just for him to watch a walk-off from the Cubs and get all excited.
Just for him to disagree with what he's actually saying just because it happened for the Brewers. Kyle and Bruss across ESPN Wisconsin. You know what? Walk-offs are boring. I'm just kidding. But we'll show you why they're not. We have evidence, by the way, that they're not boring. All right? This is true. Next. Kyle and Bruss across ESPN Wisconsin. William Contreras hits a walk-off home run that excited everybody in the state of Wisconsin except for one person.
And unfortunately, I'm a teammate of this person.
Jim Rutledge, who subbed in with his co-host, Molly.
Why would he go on somebody else's show, Wildy and Tausch, and make a mess and make a whole bunch of noise like that? You introducing yourself to a whole new audience, and this is what you're leaving? What's going to happen is, and when Tausch and Jason Wildy come back, they're like, don't you ever leave and let them get control of this damn car. Saying that nonsense. They show is trending right now. They weren't even there. Can you imagine that? You go and you say,
I hope it does
no.
start saying Wildy and Tausch.
Yeah, it is. Our logo's attached to this. On Wildy and Tausch today, Jim Rutledge said.
Like he was a guest.
Crazy.
Guest host.
Yeah, he was a guest host.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless talking text line. So Jim had said walk-offs aren't cool. They're not. They're just, you know, it's like, okay, it's not as cool as he said, basketball shot or a football play. I thought it, you know, it'd be interesting, you know. There's been some really fun walk-offs that the Brewers have had. Is this fun? CK, do you have fun for us? Can we confirm if it's fun?
I've got the fun that was last night.
Okay,
I think that's fair to start
with
fun.
Shame on me. We didn't even start with Lane. My bad, Lane.
The 1-2 pitch is a fly ball. Deep center field. Marcy's back. Track. Wall. Boy. Boy. Baseball. Wild Bill. A three-run shot. And the Brewers walk off the Marlins. And they break out the brooms in Milwaukee.
Yawn.
Could have did better. I don't know. That's cool. Fun. What else is on?
I don't know. Well, we got any other fun stuff? That wasn't fun.
Well, Ben, you alluded to there's been two walk-off home runs this year for the Brewers. We had some fun on Mother's Day with World Baseball Classic star Bryce Turang at bat tie game. He got the Yankees
for the moms,
in town.
Baby.
Of course. You got the pink ear on everybody.
Grisham is on the run. Grisham looks up, and there she goes. Bryce Turang walks off the Yankees.
You know, I hate to say it, but if they played replays for the 15 minutes or so that Jim was talking about walk-off home runs, just straight replays of audio from the Brewers Radio Network or Brewers TV, that might have been better than having to listen to Jim talk about walk-off home runs.
Might to hear a montage of great things that make you happy, bring you joy, bring you great memories. You think Jim Rutledge talking about not liking walk-off home runs would be even in the same vicinity of 15-minute montage of all the great walk-offs.
He might like them,
Brewers
but they're
history.
Not exciting. I don't want to misquote him.
Okay, okay, that's right. They're not exciting. Yeah, I get it. He likes them, but they're not exciting. I get it now. Yeah, there's nothing exciting about it. I don't know why those play-by-play guys get so excited in their voice.
So this next one I find fascinating is the fact that I remember where I was. I was in Madison at State Street Brats, just like it was just another summer day. And this is now the Brewers hitting coach. It's not like this is fun. This is
one ball and no strikes. Swing and a drive to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Daniel Vogelbach. He just hit a walk-off grand slam home run.
Why do the guys even go to home plate to welcome them like that? It's not even fun. Like, yeah. You haven't seen a home run before? Act like you've been there before. Does that sound stupid and ridiculous? Because that's I like, we should send that to Jim so he understands how ridiculous it is. Sometimes, you know, we take a lot of swings here. We're going to miss a lot. This was a miss. Unfortunately, well, this is a trending around, you know,
sports. I do want to be fair to Jim. At Jim Rutledge on Twitter X, he had tweeted 7 minutes ago. The only issue I have with people being mad at my, quote, a walk-off home run is less exciting than a buzzer beater or a game-winning score in football, quote, is that people think I said it for engagement. My brain actually just works that way. It was a thought I had, so I shared it.
That's nice simplifying, explaining it.
He didn't I don't want him to be misunderstood either.
It doesn't matter. The fact that he even had that thought is weird. Some thoughts should be kept to yourself. I keep a lot of thoughts to myself. And that one should have been kept to himself. There's a lot to talk about. Like, the Miz is pitching today.
The Miz is pitching today!
Freddy Peralta's back in town.
I know. By the way, the Miz is pitching today. Shame on me!
Yeah?
I got gymmed.
How'd you get... Oh, because Jim stole
Jim Rutledge said this on Willie and Tausch. We had to address it as to the K&B fam and get the perspective and the thoughts and share fun, exciting walk-off home runs that I didn't even let everyone know that despite that he did not pitch on Sunday before the All-Star break.
Been a while.
For arm fatigue, the Miz is pitching against Freddy Peralta.
Fastball Freddy back in Milwaukee.
Hopefully fastball all over the place today, Freddie, because all I care about is the Brewers win.
And maybe
and if he comes back, Chris Hook's going to have him right where he needs to be.
Yeah, hopefully Freddie just go ahead. Freddie, you know what? Don't take the plane ride back. Y'all go ahead and work something out so you can just stay. we'll have you back here. Old
honestly.
Friend. Yeah, old friend.
You're not starting game one, bud.
Well, he's not, and he'll probably be dirt cheap at this point.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, defensively they suck.
Four plus.
He may not be miserable, but he's not happy.
But there's a lot of news, by the way. And I know that Kyle's been busy today, so I think he's missed one other thing. The confirmed news from Ian Rappaport is the Packers in standout defensive tackle, standout strong.
Whoa, don't do him like that when announcement is like this is coming. Don't do that. Standout defensive tackle, Devontae Wyatt. What?
3-year, $57 million contract with a $20 million signing bonus again. Would love to know if the signing bonus is all of the guaranteed money, but we don't know how much guaranteed money. The same thing happened with Christian Walker. We waited, and the signing bonus was the guaranteed money. It can be different, so did want to make sure.
Good for him, because you know what? Devontae Wyatt came in the league a little bit older. I think he was like 23 going on 24. So Devontae Wyatt, this may be the only big contract extension he gets, because he's already 27 years old. So this may be the one he gets. So good for him. Would that mean that it's a 3-year extension on top of this year, or is it 3 years altogether? Because he was set to play out his fifth year option.
Yeah. I think it goes into his fifth year,
and so it wouldn't kick in until the following year. So I mean, we lock him up for the next 4 years. That'd be great.
I think so. Don't quote me, because I also am looking up the fact that Goody. You mentioned it. Goody loves his guys.
But boy, Goody loves his boys. His boys don't need to be superstars. They just need to be productive. Any type of glimmer of hope, he's like, that's my boy. That's my boy, because you're talking about Lucas Van Ness. All this does is signal me, and Devontae Wyatt has been much better than Lucas Van Ness, much more impactful. He, to me, is the second best defensive lineman on this team, and him getting hurt last year is something that we really forget and goes under the radar of it impacting the rush defense the way that it did, on top of already having Micah Parsons, who went down after he went down. But this leads me to believe all Lucas Van Ness got to do is have some productive games. He's going to get a contract extension as well. They already gave him the fifth-year option.
I just want you to know as well that an athletic beat – so Devontae Wyatt, number one. That is from Ian Rappaport, talked about. Sounds like, you know, when Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, when they come out with that, it feels pretty real.
This is through 2029, by the way, so it will be 4 years.
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Milwaukee Brewers are doing it again. That was from Stephen Nesbitt, an athletic baseball writer.
Yeah.
That was four or five hours ago.
So
it was the most vague thing in the entire world. Everyone's saying, what's going on?
I did see this, but I haven't seen it enough. It's been confirmed?
Not confirmed.
Okay.
All I've seen is Andrew Fisher the AA star.
Is he got called up?
He tweeted sunglasses emoji and eyeball emoji.
Oh, wait a minute. Is him instead? I heard it was him. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
If Andrew Fisher himself is tweeting sunglasses and eyeballs.
I mean, maybe it's that. Regardless of who it is, all these guys are studs, man. And ain't none of them getting traded.
But the Milwaukee Brewers are doing it again. Could have been taking. I could have said 15,000 things.
Yeah, whenever you see the Milwaukee Brewers doing it again, did they make a trade to get somebody who they're about to whip up into
or
being
just
great?
Like, they won another series despite not playing that well. They swept after getting swept at the All-Star. Like, they're back. Like, it could be a million things.
Did they go and, like, you know, make a move for Freddie Peralta?
So, if it's Andrew Fisher. If it's a trade, if it's Jesus Mata, we don't know. But the Andrew Fisher eyeball emoji and sunglasses emoji.
It leads you to believe that'd probably be one of the fastest that somebody would
ascended from.
He got drafted literally a year. Like
just
a
got
year
moved
and a
to
week
AA
ago.
This year.
About a month. He got moved to AA about
then
a
hit,
month ago.
Hit a bomb in his first
this,
game.
This is his. I just want y'all to understand. This is his rookie year of baseball for his first full season in minor league baseball.
According to sources. Uh-huh. Andrew Fisher reposted that tweet from The Athletic. Again, no official reports, but...
That'd be locking him up quick.
That's an official report
TMZ,
that happened.
TMZ Ben over here is putting all the pieces together.
I'll take it, because that'd be locking him up super quick. He's been on fire since the World Baseball Classic, where he was hitting home runs then. He is going to be a difference maker for the Brewers.
Okay, so let's take a deep breath. Jim Rutledge doesn't think walk-offs are exciting. We played evidence that they are. Andrew Fisher might be getting signed to a long-term deal by the Brewers. Devontae Wyatt signed with the Green Bay Packers.
Can I just say, Andrew Fisher might hit 40 home runs across minor leagues, not just single A, but double A as well.
Yeah, he's been
that is
first game in double A.
Having 29 home runs at this point is ridiculous.
Home runs, by the way, walk-off aside, home runs are cool. But like, I think they're cool.
They are cool. Is it possible that a top prospect could be getting traded?
No.
And he's happy about that?
No, he's not
Hell
getting traded.
Hell no.
I'm just saying. We're
dude,
around
we
the
got
deadline.
Jackson Churio, Luis Lara, and Cooper Pratt as evidence as to why the Brewers would do something like this for someone they would deem as untouchable.
Let me tell you, Andrew Fisher is untouchable based off what he's done over the last calendar year. What he's done, he's untouchable.
I want to keep all the options open. No, I don't want to crush hearts here.
No.
I want you to continue to learn how to become a Wisconsinite.
Yeah, he plays third base.
Or you tell us what we should be thinking about.
Do you know what the Brewers are struggling at, just in general? But you know what he does? He plays third base and he has a power bat. I don't know the last real power bat that was consistent that the Brewers had at third base that was like a long-term third baseman. Aramis Ramirez?
Aramis.
No, I'm serious, because Travis Shaw kind of had a plug and play a little bit in there. But like, who's the last third baseman that was here for a long period of time who could slug and was consistent and good?
What do you qualify as a long time?
Give me three to four seasons. 3 to 4 seasons.
Huh. If that comes to your mind, let us know in the Carbos Talking text line, 800-990-3776. List is more. It's Kyle and Brust. I just shared a lot there. But we're going to break it all down together. Coming up next. Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. The Packers and Devontae Wyatt have agreed to a 3-year, $57 million extension with a $20 million signing bonus, which led to Jason Wilde working hard, whatever he's doing, tweeting this out on Twitter X at Jason J. Wilde. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. I don't think this is official title, but I like it. Chief contract negotiator Russ Ball have now signed four members of the 2022 draft class long-term: Devontae Wyatt, Christian Watson, Sean Ryan, Zach Tom. The only players left from the 2018 to 21 classes. Can you name those players?
Isaiah McDuffie. 2021, I guess that was Devontae Wyatt, wasn't it?
No,
22. He was 22.
I just said that.
Oh, okay.
You weren't listening.
I was reading up. And then a year after that had to be Christian Watson.
2018 to 21. I had said they have now signed from 2022 Wyatt, Watson, Ryan, and Tom, who were the players before.
Oh, that
from 18 to 21 that are left on the team.
Oh, shoot. Is it McDuffie, Love, No, is there anybody else? McDuffie and Love.
Very good.
There it is. Sorry, yeah. I was reading up on the contract. Okay. In the comparables.
Great, great, great. Wonderful. No, I just like Tucker Kraft is the next one that everyone's eyeing. He will be like he's next. There's no other options at this point.
I mean, we weren't expecting Isaiah McDuffie to get anything.
Sure.
A little small, a little some. Yeah, I mean, Tucker Kraft should get done. And, you know, we feel like we know for sure something's going to get done. The Packers aren't going to let him go anywhere. So I'd be interested to know what the numbers are and what it looks like. But at the end of the day, you can't let him walk. He's too big of a part of this, the plan for the Packers, too big of a part of this offense and what he can potentially open up for everybody else just simply being a threat at tight end running down the seam. And his blocking ability as well just makes him such a multifaceted tight end that the Packers have to keep him around. When you get a guy like that who's going to go into his prime, even though he's coming off an ACL injury, you got to lock him up. Speaking of injuries, all these guys are hurt, though.
Christian Watson?
Injured.
Zach Tom?
Injured. Jaden Reed.
Jaden Reed.
Injured. Devontae Wyatt. Injured. Like, all these guys are coming off injured. Tucker Kraft.
Well, and you had said to me, you know, I wonder what Devontae Wyatt would get. You said this while you were apparently not reading during the break, but reading during the show. You had said, I wonder what he'd get in the open market. And my thing for this is, I think the Packers have done a pretty good job, and this can come back to bite them, but if it's not like a injury that keeps recurring, right? You know, as long as that hamstring Christian Watson doesn't come back, like those reoccurring nagging injuries, as long as you've locked these guys up and their health for the most part, like people are going to get injured, but they don't have any more big catastrophic things happen, then they've made a heady play and hopefully getting them while they're wanting to get a deal because they, for their own security, don't know what they would get in the open market if they play through the season.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of these Packers players are getting that, and that's the benefit, right? When you decide that you're going to take a chance on a person to be healthy, you get a little bit of a discount, and then also it seems like a lot of these guys just feel like they want to be in Green Bay, right? When Jaden Reed took the deal, he said, hey, I want to be here in Green Bay. So this is good for the Packers, and locking up the future is important, because when I talk about the guys that have been most impactful, these are the names that I'm saying. Even somebody like Isaiah McDuffie, who, yes, he's a special teams guy, but also the importance of him being your number three linebacker, where he can actually come in if somebody else goes down. And there's a drop-off, but it's not a significant enough drop-off.
He's been there.
Yeah, he had to do that 90-plus tackles last
year. I know it's a new defensive coordinator, but, like, he's done this before. It's not like it's his first time.
He's a trusted dude. You know he's going to know exactly what he's supposed to do, and he's not going to be a significant drop-off. He may not be as athletic, but he's not going to be somebody they're going to continue to attack. He's going to make some plays. He's going to miss some plays. So the Packers, I give them credit for locking in the guys that have actually made a difference for the Packers.
And like we've talked about with the being hurt portion of this conversation, the other part of it is why he's getting the contract is when he has not been hurt. He's one of the most productive and disruptive interior defensive linemen that they've had.
Yeah, he's really good. When I look at last year's team, I think he was the second best defensive lineman that they had behind Micah Parsons. And when I look at the impact, like him and Kenny Clark was a little bit better, more dominant than what Devontae Wyatt is. But what you need from him is
in
his prime. Devontae Wyatt consistently was getting better. He was making a difference. He had 4 sacks last year. He is a solid contributor to a team that has big aspirations. When you add in the pickup that you had at Javon Hargrave, you add in the drafting of Chris McKellen, so you'll see exactly what he is, and then you add in hopefully a healthy Micah Parsons that can play anywhere on the defensive line. I think the Green Bay Packers are building for something very good this year and next.
We started the show by hearing from Jim Rutledge, who subbed in for William Tausch. He said walk-off home runs are not exciting. Cam the man! What's going on? You're on the Carbus Talking text line. Were you at the game yesterday?
What's happening, Cam?
I definitely was at the game yesterday. I got the whole Wisconsin Brewers experience. You know, we got out there, tailgated from 10 o'clock until about 12:30, got to our spots, and we actually got lucky enough to work, but we were up in the home run stands area on the right third base side, and I was like, oh, I see all the guys with the tarps off up there. I was like, it was like the bottom of the seventh, and I was like, yeah, screw it. Let's walk over there. Let's go say hi. We go join them all. And my wife is like, all right, let's get going. Like, they're not going to win this. I'm like, you just wait. And we heard the crack of the bat, and oh, my gosh, the whole stadium got upright and excited. I'm like, it is amazing. It is electric. I can't say walk-offs are boring. They're electric.
Electric.
You were tarps electric. Off, Cam the man?
I was full tarps off.
What are you showing like, off? Six-pack or beer belly? What are we working with?
My friends were making fun of me because back in the day, my nickname was Grizzly for baseball because I was hairier than the seniors back in the day. So they were making fun of me because it looked like I was still wearing a sweatshirt. So that is what the people got to see.
Hey, it worked out. That's all that matters.
Cam the man, the grizzly man.
Cam the grizzly hairy man.
Yeah, we'll work on that. But thank you, Cam the man, and for letting everyone know what they already know, which is walk-offs are exciting.
They're fun and exciting.
Very exciting. Who knew?
Don't let anybody from ESPN Wisconsin tell you differently.
Who are you referencing?
Jim Rutledge.
Oh, that's right.
Where was Molly at? What did Molly say? Did Molly tell her how stupid he sounded?
She jumped in and she said yeah at one point.
Well, she was probably just like, yeah, let me get in. Molly, if you're listening, girl, you better have went in on his behind. You better have.
I feel like we would have heard about it if it happened.
Or you going to get wrapped right into that mess, too.
I don't think he was going for that on the Carbless Talking text line. Did he say the Wisconsin Brewers? I don't think I heard of that.
Who, me?
No, the caller.
Oh,
I mean. I think he said he went up to Wisconsin for the whole Wisconsin experience for the Brewers.
Yes.
Oh. Have you done that yet, C-Cat?
Been to a Brewers game.
Did you tailgate?
Listen, we were running late.
Oh, my. It's always something.
We saw nine innings of baseball on Friday.
I told you just needed to go in the parking lot and just ask a stranger for a beer and act desperate, and then, they toss you a beer.
We saw a mariachi band. We walked to the dugout. They had, the front left corner of one of the parking lots, and we, danced along with that as we walked into the game. Got there as the first inning concluded.
Did you grab a beer from a stranger?
No.
Then you failed.
I instead grabbed a strawberry margarita ice cream. That's what I got.
Margarita ice cream.
Like a true Wisconsinite.
I like the strawberry margarita and the ice cream. You're something else,
you're
man.
Weird.
Ain't nothing wrong. I mean, was it delicious?
It was delicious. I finished it pretty much as soon as I sat down.
Oh, wow. What a weekend you had, I'm sure.
It was a good weekend. It was a great time.
Any dances?
Any dances?
You know it.
You
I'm
know
at.
This bachelor party dance. And dancers.
Dancers.
I think the Sugar Shack is in Lake Geneva.
I made a dancer joke to a very old golf cart attendant, and he didn't like it, insinuating that he was the hired talent for our bachelor party, and he completely no-sold the joke, and I bombed. It sucked.
Did he bomb every time you open up your mouth here?
Yeah, kind of.
So he didn't understand the joke?
He didn't understand that I was insinuating that he was from a gentleman's club. No, he did not get the joke.
Well, Cam the man was at American Family Field, and I know Kyle wants to tell you about American Family Insurance.
And I know his experience at American Family Field was absolutely electric because he got to see a walk-off home run from William Contreras. And anytime you go to American Family Field, you can also see a lot of exciting baseball, especially with the Brew Crew in American Family Field having the parking lot patio activity activation that they have going on outside the third base line. Yeah, absolutely. Located outside American Family Field, next to the third base gate entrance, the parking lot patio is your go-to pregame hangout. Play yard games, grab free giveaways, and have a lot of free fun for all of ages at the parking lot patio outside of American Family Field. Make sure you stop by before your next Brewers home game. Parking Lot Patio is presented by American Family Insurance.
I just want to know what the hell is going on with the Milwaukee Brewers. The tweet about the Milwaukee Brewers are doing it again. Andrew Fisher reposting it and the AA prospect. What's going on? Somebody give me some news, please. While we're here, I need to know.
Madej's in AA too, so maybe he shot not
his... Andrew Fisher reposted what the writer from The Athletic said about the Brewers.
He may have reposted it for his boy. Listen, he's going to be... They're teammates now. They're going to be future teammates as well. This team is going to be so stacked, Ben. I've been trying to tell y'all for years now. I told you. And then Andrew Fisher got drafted last year, and he's adding to it. I'm telling y'all right now. And then did you see what the Brewers did last week? They got brothers now, Brady and Trey Abel.
Brothers?
They are brothers.
Brothers.
No, well, I don't know. They got some dark skin to them, too. So they could be brothers. I mean, they daddy got some in them as well. I believe he's the third base coach for the Dodgers. So, I mean, how fun would that be?
2030 Kyle.
2030 Kyle.
That's all he thinks about. Next. Devontae Wyatt, extended by the Green Bay Packers. The 2022 first round pick. And something's going on with the Brewers. We don't know what it is, but something's happening. We'll get to all that in a second because, C-Cat, you went to your first Brewers game on Friday, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Adam chimes in on the Carpus Talking text line. Ben said, be a Wisconsinite.
Okay.
Margarita ice cream? What the hell?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was an option.
I didn't even know this thing, too. Like, I mean, how do you find the weirdest things to be weird? And this is a bachelor party. Which,
yeah.
By the way, were there any, like, key moments at the bachelor party?
There were very key moments at the bachelor party. There was...
Because you made it sound like it was going to be boring as hell.
I had a great time. Just tore that house down on Thursday night. Met a Canadian bachelor party in town in Lake Geneva.
Did you thank them for the wildfires?
We did. We cooked them on that. That was very topical and perfect. Yeah.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Is that
honey cook, you burn hot.
Okay. Yeah, that was good. The green tea shots were flowing. The
green tea?
Yeah, green tea shots.
You are soft as my daughter's poop when she came out of the womb.
Oh, wow.
Which is not very soft. Because it's tarry at first. It's the worst.
Wow, I didn't need to know that.
I think
you got experience.
Parents out there, you'll know what I'm talking about.
He could have just said Charmin. That would have been able to hit it for everybody. Very relatable for all.
It's me. I can't do it the right way.
The dazzling details. Yes. Just flowing the green tea shots, eating the burgers, introducing the crew to cheese curds. How baller of a move was this? When people were like getting the menus and they didn't really know what to order. Before the waitress walked away, I go, hey, how about two orders of cheese curds for the table?
Ooh, big baller.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's on me.
Big
that's on me
spender.
Right there. And everyone was giving me props for that move.
What about the groom? Did he have like one really big day?
Yeah, how'd he do?
The groom is a big golf fanatic. So he was so focused on the golf. And then he let loose on Saturday night when we had dinner after the golf. Not the biggest drinker in the world. He likes to drink, don't get me wrong, but he's not known for throwing them back, not known for letting his hair down and, I don't know, showing up in the drunk tank the following morning. But for some reason, when all the golf was through, he said to us, I'm going to get drunk tonight.
Wait, that's what he said?
He said that before the post-round drinks came coming.
He said, I want to get drunk.
Yeah. He's getting married. It's a bachelor party. Tweets their own. Don't you go judging.
No, I'm just saying, that man don't get out much.
I want to get drunk tonight.
Sounds like he probably already had some in his system by then.
Yeah, he had a couple of on-course drinks in his system. And then I heard his order, which was a pint of Guinness and a double whiskey.
Power.
Oh, wow. That man.
You were lying.
Y'all left to go to a restaurant. He was turning up.
So that was, like, strong. And then he ordered that two other times.
Hell yeah.
Time out.
In, like, a 45-minute span.
So he had two pints of...
No, three.
He had three pints of Guinness and essentially six servings of the whiskey he likes.
Bro, he had to be dying. Had to be dying. After golfing all day and having fun on a golf course, he ordered... I'm getting full thinking about that.
Smoky outside, too?
Yeah, exactly. You're not getting much ventilation. I walk away. I'm designated driving, so I have the best meter of who is intoxicated, at what level. I'm very clear-minded in the situation. This is my designated sober day. And I walk away to, I forget what I did, for like 10 to 15 minutes. I think I saw someone and wanted to talk to somebody about something. And I come back, and he is forehead on table. My buddy has standing.
Well, I mean, this is my shocked face.
Yeah. Yeah.
It all hit him at once. Forehead on table. Buddy has right hand on like his back shoulder area. Looks at me, shakes his head, and is like, this is not good.
Who let him do this?
Everybody.
Why would y'all let him do
this? You were the DD. You let this happen?
Yeah, you the most responsible one. You say, hey.
He didn't puke or anything, did he?
Yeah, he puked.
Ah.
He puked.
At the table?
He puked at the restaurant.
Oh, my wait, God.
For everyone
to see.
What
you mean at the restaurant? Like, everywhere?
Let's call my buddy's name Buddy. Everyone's like, Buddy, we got to go. They closed like 45 minutes ago.
Stop it. No, you didn't. No, wait a minute. You not telling me that the door was closed and locked for 45 minutes
yes.
And y'all were still inside the place. These folks is waiting for you to go. And before you go, you extend the time that they got to be there because your buddy.
Buddy.
Throw
your buddy,
throw
buddy.
Buddy wasn't moving. We go to pick him up and against his will move him to our vehicle. And it's just scattershot. Spray and pray.
What do you mean spray and pray?
Vomit.
Again? While carrying
water carrying?
Yes.
Oh, I would have said leave him there.
Kyle would have dropped his ass so fast.
Leave him there.
So that's
let him sit in the bush. I'm not joking, Kyle.
You probably would have dropped.
I would have said if I was carrying him and I heard, I was like, oh!
So that was everyone's reflex.
Get your boy.
So he goes, sits down at another patio table. We still got like 100 yards to get him into my car. I brought both
my
cars to the trip.
That feels like a mile.
Y'all should have sat him down.
Dead weight.
Throwing up, too. He got puke everywhere on him.
It's dark out.
It would have been a drag.
And he
that's a drag by the hands, the head.
I would say, come on, crawl.
He didn't even
get
to bushes or grass. It was like on the patio.
Oh, no, on the patio? Now they got to wash and clean it at 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah, might have been 11.
Oh,
you obviously left some extra money for the wrongdoings.
Yeah, the check was closed about an hour and a half beforehand. I wasn't in charge of tipping. I sent a lot of thank yous verbally, and you know,
you're a socially anxious fella.
Thank you. Don't clean up this mess.
I am terminally impacted by what people think of me. And
what'd you tell him the next day when he came to?
We told him that he knew he threw up. He didn't know when he threw up. So when he asked, what happened? Did I make it to a toilet? We told him he threw up in the car.
Nah.
And we lied to him. We didn't tell him he threw up in the restaurant.
Not me. I like telling you about yourself. Bro, you threw up not only in my car. You embarrassed us. You had quite the night. You threw up all over the restaurant.
I would have been getting pictures with him.
Oh, hell yeah. We would have had all
He's
the
bachelor, though.
He needs those memories for the rest of his life.
Yeah, because you feel this anxiety now at the wedding. It's to be like... Ha ha ha! Look at all these photos.
Have you ever seen the movie
Hangover?
Yes, the credits roll.
And the pictures are amazing.
That's literally
but you didn't capture
part.
Anything.
The best part after it is when you get to the wedding and all the guys are talking about, y'all remember when?
Cameron Johnson, God, Buddy sounds like a great time.
Buddy is not, I don't want to hang out with Buddy.
Ken Johnson just tuned in. This story must be about out-of-state lightweights trying to drink like us.
Basically, gotta be. Dude, there's nothing worse than a grown human being who can't control themselves.
Acting like Weekend at Bernie's.
Exactly. I can't do it. I'm definitely the type to be like, I'm a stand there with you, but I'm not carrying you. And as soon as you throw up on me, I'm gonna say, bro, get it together. Like, look at you.
Oh, you'd probably be smacking the face like, I'm done.
We got to go. We got once I get puke on me, it's a wrap.
Yeah. So we had six people, a bunch of.
Can you send Buddy? This clip, please.
No, I don't want him to know that he threw up at the restaurant.
Buddy needs to know how big of a mess he was. I bet he went to is he telling his wife or his fiance how everything went?
We never saw him on the phone or anything at all. Like,
y'all ain't got a group text? We'd be like, hey, did you tell your wife what happened?
No. Come on, Kyle. You on the phone during the bachelor party?
No, I'm talking about saying you guys don't have a group chat?
Like, yeah, for the bachelor party we do.
You're reminiscing on it.
It was a dark time.
It's not that, okay.
It was a very, very unfortunate situation.
Dave Marin says, oh, hell, as soon as Buddy would have woke up, I would have made him take a shot right away.
Well, I guess on this bachelor party.
On his bachelor party.
At this age now, at 35,
but
I can't.
They're 27.
That's true. At 27, I would have did it. At 35, hell no. I'm trying to survive this. I got a whole another day I got to survive. I got to get to work the next day. I got to slow down.
For some reason, we thought it was be wise for him to go in me, who was driving my girlfriend's car, and just us two solo, where he was passed out.
Ain't nobody
seat.
Watching him. Oh, that was
Does
stupid.
Buddy need to know? 800-990-3776. Mm-hmm. Buddy is the friend of C-Cat who threw up at a restaurant, and they told him that he didn't do that. They said he made it to the toilet.
Important context. He's the bachelor.
Terrible. Just terrible. Where was the best man at?
Best man was just as drunk somewhere else at the restaurant at a bar area, and he was oblivious to it all until we left.
Devontae Wyatt signs with the Packers. Something's going on with the Brewers, and C-Cat's buddy, the bachelor, threw up all over a restaurant, and they didn't tell him. Buddy needs to know. We're back in 2 minutes.